And then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. And it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. California wildfires. I'm Michelle Franzen. Unrelenting Santa Ana winds fueling fires in Southern California. The Eaton Fire in Altadena now blamed for the death of two people. ABC's Alex Stone is on scene.
The streets around here, the homes are gone. This is where right now the flames are moving from home to home and building to building, and they're trying to knock that down with the winds getting gusty again, but not anywhere close to the 100-mile-an-hour winds that we were getting earlier today.
More than 1,000 structures have been destroyed. The full scope of the destruction still unknown. Some 70,000 residents in Los Angeles County under evacuation orders. Officials warn more are likely.
We want to make sure that everybody understands we are absolutely not out of danger yet.
The Palisades fire just north of Malibu, now the most destructive in the city of L.A.'s history. President Biden, briefed earlier today, approved a disaster declaration. This is ABC News. A drop in weekly jobless claims for the last week of 2024. The Labor Department reporting 201,000 first-time claims for unemployment benefits were filed last week. That is a drop of 10,000 from the week before and the lowest reading in 11 months. A major moment for the Biden family.
President Biden and the First Lady made a visit to Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles for the birth of their first great-grandchild. Their eldest granddaughter, Naomi, was scheduled to have a C-section today. The president told USA Today in a recent interview, quote, "I'm about to be a great-grandfather, Jesus God," and he said it with a smile. Naomi announced she was pregnant on Election Day, posting on social media a photo with a caption, "We voted." Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in France today for what is likely to be his final diplomatic mission before the Trump administration takes over. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold at $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Christmas when we were growing up was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the low teens, and a cloudy day for tomorrow with scattered snow showers and flurries into the evening. A high to the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy in mid-20s for Friday. Into the weekend, mostly cloudy on Saturday. Some flurries and snow showers Saturday night and Sunday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, it's 20.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. As expected, the state Senate's first floor session on Wednesday approved a measure to protect Wisconsin's voter ID law through an amendment to the state constitution. Racine Republican Van Wongard authored the language.
I am unwilling to let this basic election integrity measure be overturned by the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Senators voted along party lines to approve the resolution. It will go before voters in April following expected passage in the Assembly next week. A Wisconsin man arrested in connection with a bank robbery in the Twin Cities. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office says 51-year-old Corey Billstrom of Janesville was arrested Tuesday in the village of Wilton. He'll face charges related to the robbery in the Minneapolis suburb of Bloomington on Tuesday. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Some electric vehicle charging stations that were paid for with federal dollars are now open in Wisconsin. Chargers at Quick Trip stations in Menominee and Chippewa Falls were introduced yesterday. Nearly a dozen more will be installed across Wisconsin in the near future. Chargers are being funded through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program. The Farmer Angel Network of Western Wisconsin will be holding a winter social March 2nd at 2 p.m. and will feature Ted Matthews as the keynote speaker. Matthews is the only mental health professional that specializes in farmer and rural mental health. Now, the event will be held at the 715 Steer and Beer on Highway 10 in Ellsworth. For more information on the event, visit the Farmer Angel Network of Western Wisconsin's Facebook page. The Wabasha County Sheriff's Department is mourning the loss of a former K-9 officer. K-9 Malay, who recently retired from the department, passed away at his handler's home. K-9 Malay worked with Deputy Eric Raleigh and the Sheriff's Department, and there's no word if there will be a memorial service for K-9 Malay. The trial of a former Rochester police officer accused of having a relationship with a minor is underway in Olmsted County. Timothy Morgenstern was working as a part-time speech coach at John Marshall High School in 2022 when the victim was a member of the speech team. He's accused of using his position of authority to have an inappropriate relationship with the 16-year-old. Morgenstern is facing charges of criminal sexual conduct and the use of a minor in a sexual performance. Eau Claire is ranking as one of the top 10 most desirable U.S. cities to live in. That according to a new study by Agent Advice, a real estate research firm. The ranking can be attributed to the low crime rate as compared to other cities, several top-rated schools, and nearly 100 attractions, including the Chippewa Valley Museum and the Sonnentag Center. Also making the list in Wisconsin, Appleton, where over two-thirds of the population lives within a half a mile of a park. A Minnesota man's recovery from leukemia is being boosted by actress Kristen Bell. Bell donated over $24,000 to the GoFundMe campaign of a Hastings resident last week. The man was diagnosed with leukemia in October and has already run up a medical bill of more than $500,000. The goal for the fundraiser was $50,000, with Bell's donation putting the campaign over the top. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Durant City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on closing the pool construction line of credit at SFB, approval for the chief of police to work at special events and grant assignments, and reports from the mayor and city department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durant City Hall and will be live streamed on the WRDN website. There's another local phone scam to report. Eau Claire police are warning of scam calls where the caller falsely claims to be an Eau Claire police officer. The caller claims that the person they were calling had unresolved legal matters, then asks for money or personal information. Eau Claire police remind everyone that law enforcement agencies never call asking for money over the phone. And if you question a call, that you are to just hang up and call the department on the non-emergency phone number. Pepin County Emergency Management is now offering a free emergency safety guide for area residents. The guide has safety information and preparation ideas for various emergencies that could affect the county. That guide is free and may be picked up at the Pepin County Land Conservation Department. An attempted homicide suspect is now in custody with Tomah Police. According to authorities, Tomah Police received information on the whereabouts of David Hines, who was arrested after being found in a crawl space in a home in the city of Tomah. He's charged with first-degree intentional homicide, aggravated bodily harm, and other crimes. Police say the case is related to the case and arrest of Justin Novak, who has also been charged with attempted homicide after a stabbing on Thanksgiving. Two truckers want the state of Minnesota to allow them to carry firearms using permits issued in other states. The lawsuit filed this week by the Liberty Justice Center says Minnesota violates the Second Amendment by not honoring gun permits issued in 29 other states. The two truckers are licensed to carry firearms in Texas, Georgia, and Florida. The suit claims Minnesota policy places an unfair burden on individuals who normally travel across state lines as parts of their employment. The Green Bay Packers are offering free credit monitoring to some Pro Shop website customers. Team officials are making the service available after the page was compromised by hackers back in the fall. The data leak affected a small number of credit card users and did not include information on transactions that used gift cards, PayPal, or Amazon Pay. That, according to the organization. Any customers who were potentially impacted by the breach have been contacted, according to the team. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
A Green Bay videographer is a semifinalist in a competition for the next Doritos Super Bowl commercial. Landon Jones is in the running to win $1 million and to have his commercial aired during Super Bowl 57. The videographer was named as one of the top 25 semifinalists in the competition. Fans can see the competition at DoritosCrash.com. and vote for who they think should make the top three. Voting ends January 28th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Gregson gleeful to retain crew chief. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list, I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
Congratulations to Justin Allgaier and Junior Motorsports on winning the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series championship.
This race team just never gave up, never quit. I can't say thank you enough to all of them. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. You know, my daughter paints a helmet. We put a lucky horseshoe on it this year for my grandfather, and it worked out.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series returns in February right here on the Motor Racing Network. A familiar figure will lead Noah Gregson's efforts during the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series campaign at Front Row Motorsports. Drew Blickensderfer is joining his former Stewart Haas Racing driver as crew chief of the number 4 Ford. The 26-year-old from Las Vegas thoroughly approves the move after working with Blickensderfer last season.
We started off just getting to know each other at the beginning of last year, and that's how every relationship, you know, starts with the new crew chief. And then as the year goes on, you start to figure out more about the person, your communication gets better, your chemistry gets better, and then at the end of the year, you're almost finishing sentences for each other.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The Packers return to the practice field this afternoon, getting ready for Sunday's wild card playoff matchup with the Eagles in Philadelphia. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Safety Evan Williams and linebacker Quay Walker both returning to practice this afternoon. Quarterback Jordan Love also working out today. The only two players not practicing, safety Zane Anderson and defensive end Brenton Cox. Wisconsin football head coach Luke Fickell promoting Kenny Guyton to quarterbacks coach today after one season with the Badgers as their wide receivers coach. Under Guyton's tutelage, college, five different Wisconsin wideouts caught multiple touchdown passes for the first time in program history. Bucks shoot for their second straight win tonight when they host the San Antonio Spurs at Fiserv Forum. Bucks beat Toronto on Monday to improve to 18-16 on the season. And college hoops tonight, the UW-Milwaukee Panthers are on the road facing Fort Wayne. Marquette a winner last night. The Badgers are back in action on Friday hosting Minnesota. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Weekend hoops action, plus a look at some of the top three-point shooters in the state this year. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Southern Doors' Drew Doust entered his senior season with more than 2,000 career points and has continued to move up the state's all-time scoring list this year. In a 63-52 win over Algoma on Friday, Doust had 28 points, moving into 8th on the career scoring list in Wisconsin, ahead of former Kaukauna star Jordan McCabe. Speaking of high scores, Camden Shirk became Pacelli's leading scorer, as his 36 points in a win against Assumption moved him atop the list with 1,358 points. Wisconsin Badgers commit Will Garlock saw his first action of the season after missing a month and a half with injury, as the 7-footer scored 14 points with 14 rebounds in just 18 minutes of action as the Cardinals defeated Oak Creek on Saturday. The WIAA will again sponsor a three-point challenge at the Boys and Girls State tournaments this year. On Monday, the first weekly leaderboards were announced for those with a minimum of 53-point attempts. The top boys shooter so far is Mount Horeb junior Josh Manchester, who has made 52% of his attempts. On the girls' side, Pewaukee senior Amy Tarian, a Michigan State commit, leads the way at 51%. Be sure to visit wisports.net, where you can find the top 10 shooters in each division for both boys and girls basketball. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scanadia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently celebrated a successful 2024 elk hunting season. I'll tell you why the agency is so upbeat about elk hunting in the Badger State when we return. But first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Wisconsin's 7th managed elk hunt opened on Saturday, October 12th, and concluded on December 20th. The Wisconsin DNR says the 2024 hunt represented a milestone in the state's elk management. For the first time, hunters had the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. Previous hunts only occurred within the northern elk zone. The 8 hunters who participated in last year's hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,500 applicants. The DNR received nearly 18,000 applications to hunt in that northern elk zone and 7,700 applications for the central elk zone. In the central elk zone, all 4 hunters successfully harvested a bull elk on the 3rd day of the season. 2 hunters in the northern elk zone successfully harvested a bull elk, and Ojibwa tribal hunters met their 4 bull harvest declaration. Of interest, a 10-year-old mentored hunter was able to harvest a mature northern Wisconsin bull elk. The application period for the 2025 elk hunt, with its $10 application fee, is expected to open in early spring. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the low teens, and a cloudy day for tomorrow with scattered snow showers and flurries into the evening. A high to the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy in mid-20s for Friday. Into the weekend, mostly cloudy on Saturday. Some flurries and snow showers Saturday night and Sunday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, it's 20.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A market that had a lot of negativity midweek and ended up only the green was the lean hog complex, along with the soybean oil. And that lean hog complex just was that February contract. A variety of factors that we're going to look at today include, don't forget, we've got a WASDE report. Markets closing early tomorrow for the remembrance of President Carter. But on the higher cash potential, we're going to take a look at that. And is the cattle overbought at this point? A couple of different factors is, of course, David Erickson joined us today. He's with Ag Optimus out of Akron, Iowa. I want to start out with the livestock side because obviously there is still some talk of some higher cash and the potential that's there. Even with a downturn today, do you think we could still push for steady higher numbers?
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, regardless of what the futures do, you know, in the live cattle market and or the feeder cattle market for that matter, you know, unless we get a really severe washout between now and the end of the week, I think that we will see at the very least steady numbers on the cash side of things when it comes to live cattle. And, you know, I think we could actually see instances where it's even a little higher because, you know, a lot of those cattle that traded at, you know, the $2 mark or better last week are, you know, they're pretty close to the knife. So a lot of those are getting shipped this week. And, you know, so the packer is still working to build up some inventory around it. So, yeah, I think regardless of what the futures does, you know, maybe the packer will try and get them bought at steady money. But I think that a lot of people are hoping for, you know, maybe a dollar or two higher.
You know, you talked about it yesterday during our closing session on the livestock and talking about just eyes on the sale barns. And I've heard that more than once, I think, in the last 72 hours from cattle guys to commodity folks like yourself, that watching what happens right now and those prices there kind of really helping to set that tone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always find, you know, there's a few sale barns that I watch kind of early in the week, especially on the fat cattle side of things, just to mainly get an idea of what to expect. And, you know, there's a number of factors that go into what the cash kind of trades at. And, you know, futures definitely does carry some weight in there. But, you know, I think that the sale barn, you know, definitely it's, you know, it definitely has that feel of kind of a boots on the ground and, you know, kind of a, you know, kind of a germination place where you can get a feel for, you know, how the cash is going to trade, because, you know, there are packers that are sitting in the stands there and there's other people, and it's a true open marketplace. So you can generally get a good feel of how the cash is going to trade off of that. It's not always 100% perfect, but it can definitely give you a good idea early in the week.
Do you think there might be an overbought feel loaded the trade right now?
Yeah, I do think that, you know, if you kind of look at the charts and, you know, not to bore the listeners a little bit, but, you know, we are pushing up into some overbought levels, you know, both on the RSI and the Stochastics, and, you know, they've kind of started to point down here today. So we did get a little bit over our skis, probably a touch, but, you know, that's not necessarily saying that the party's over either. So, yeah, I do think that we got just a little overbought, so a correction was definitely in the cards. It's just a matter of how deep this correction is going to run.
And from a boxed beef perspective, I mean, we've had some decent pushes there, too, this week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the boxes have been good, and, you know, they've been moving a decent amount of product, you know, at, you know, steady or better levels, which is a good thing for the packer overall, because let's not forget, their margins were getting squeezed before they had to pay up for cash last week. And if they have to pay up for, you know, a bunch of cattle again this week, and, you know, boxes were just steady and they didn't get any movement out of the meat, you know, their margins were going to continue to be pinched. Now, the one thing that I always say, there's no rule saying that, you know, the packer always needs to make money, or there's no rule that the cattle feeder always needs to make money. You know, obviously we're all in this business because we do want to make money, but, you know, the fact of the matter is there's no law or rule saying that. So, but I definitely think that that will be beneficial to, their bottom line. You know, and at least kind of minimalize the red ink that they might be experiencing right now.
Is there some nervousness? Are they waiting for this other shoe to drop when we look at how nice these prices have jumped up?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I think the prices jumping up the way that they have, especially in the cash market, is kind of is a little bit of twofold. I think that there is a lack of supply, you know, that is market ready. I've heard that from a lot of people that I talk with that are, you know, have their ears to the ground in the industry. So I think that the supply is, you know, pretty tight right now. And, you know, I think that the packer kind of finally decided, you know, last week, at the end of last week, that they said, hey, we're going to just go ahead and rip this Band-Aid off, and we're going to just try and get as much inventory around us as we can. You know, so they went out and they paid, you know, $3 to $4 to $5 higher last week. And, you know, in an effort to try and get some inventory around them to give them a little bit of breathing room so they don't, for lack of a better term, have to chase their tail around.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. When we come back, we're going to finish up on the livestock side. We'll talk a little bit about what happened in this hog complex today. I think many folks thought we would have finished with some stronger numbers for them. When we come back, not a lot of push going on in the grain side of the trade. But what about this 20-day moving average? We're going to take a look at that and a whole lot more as David Erickson will continue with us for the second half. It is the Wednesday version of the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As David Erickson continues to join us, he is with Ag Optimist out of Akron, Iowa. Wanted to, before we switch over to the grains, to talk about these hogs for just a few moments is, you know, throughout today's trading session, it looked like we may have been able to hold out and put some green on the screen. And man, 1 o'clock hit. And right before that, the switch got switched and we went negative except for that February contract. What's your thoughts on why we did what we did in this trade today?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of things that are in play here with the, you know, with the hogs and with the livestock. First of all, we got to remember that you know, the Goldman roll is currently taking place right now, which, you know, can you know, it can put some pressure, or it can you know, make for some decent sized moves in a lot of these livestock markets. And perhaps, you know, we're just kind of seeing a little bit of whiplash from that. But I don't think it carries as much weight as it normally does, mostly because it's so well advertised anymore. It's, you know, perhaps the best kept secret in the industry. You know, on the hog specifically, though, you know, I think that the fundamental news is kind of stabilizing a little bit. You know, cash is kind of hanging in there. Product has been moving a little higher. So that's going to support your February market as we tend to move forward. And the interesting thing about the lean hog complex in general is that you can really see a two or even sometimes three tiered market. You know, a lot of, you know, so you're looking at your February and, you know, you would kind of consider that your winter months. And then you get to April and spring and your June. You know, that's why you see such a spread and such disparity between a lot of these markets. So, they really, each individual month can kind of move on its own and, you know, kind of move to the beat of its own drum. And I think that's one thing that is so interesting about the lean hogs. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of money flow that's coming out of the hogs. And, you know, I think you're starting to see that a lot in your April and your June and your July contracts. You know, while February is probably going to keep in pretty close lockstep to what the fundamentals are doing.
Okay, over to the livestock side. I mean, definitely today was one of those days we just could not break out of the red on the screen. Came close a couple times. But let's talk about that 20-day moving average. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, I think that the soybeans are kind of circling around this 20-day moving average, and I feel like they're kind of coiling here. You know, we have shown signs of life, you know, at a few different times throughout the past couple weeks and over the holiday season. But, you know, ultimately, I think that a lot of those bounces or those rallies that we have had have been kind of depressed or, you know, kind of stopped in their tracks because of the South American weather and what the situation is down there. You know, overall, we have seen that down in South America, they had a really small first crop corn harvest. So, you know, we'll see as this second crop is developing and as the beans get ready, as the beans get ready for harvest, what that harvest is going to look like overall. And, you know, if they're going to raise a major crop, that's going to put a, you know, pretty sizable world supply overall. But I think the market is just kind of circling here. I do feel like it's found a little bit of a bottom. And, you know, I think if people are looking to kind of dip their toe in the water on, you know, some stuff that they might have sold previously, I think, you know, the beans are a pretty good spot to take a look at.
You know, and it just seems like there's not a lot of news. I know it's January, so there's not a lot of news to grapple with. So it seems like we've kind of lobbed on to, you know, the ever-changing moments in the weather in South America and with the inauguration coming up and if and how and when the tariff situation will take place.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the tariff situation, that's about as fluid as a glass of water, I would say. you know, it seems like, you know, one day you hear that President Trump plans on being pretty hard on some of our trade partners, and then the next day you hear that he's going to, you know, kind of back his stance off. You know, I was having a conversation with a couple different guys the other day, and, you know, everyone kind of seems to assume that, you know, on day one that he's going to be able to put into place or, you know, kind of start the ball rolling on a lot of these things that he has talked about. And that's simply not the case. You know, anyone who is old enough to vote should realize or probably realizes that, you know, the wheels of government tend to move slowly. And yes, you know, elected President Trump, likes to keep things moving along, but there are still, you know, layers to this.
What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can give me a call at my office here, 712-435-7402.
Joining us today, of course, has been David Erickson, Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Yesterday, talks between the International Longshoremen Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance restarted, aiming to avert a strike that would stop all containerized exports from leaving ports along the Gulf and East Coasts of the United States. I'll have more when we come back.
Pledge your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. This week on the season finale of FP Next.
The No New Farm Bill in 2024 affected a lot of USDA programs in the U.S. And I think that's one of those things that's going to continue to be a hot topic in 2025.
Our goal, and we can't make any promises, to get some of these new cabinet appointments on our podcast with the Trump administration and, you know, kind of unveil some of their thoughts on farm policy. I think that would, and it would be very interesting for our listeners. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere.
As of January 7th, discussions between the International Longshoremen's Association, or the ILA, and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, or USMX, have resumed, with the goal of avoiding a potential strike that could begin as early as 1 week from today. The stakes are high, as the current contract extension is set to expire on January 15th. Without a new agreement, dock workers may initiate a strike, impacting major ports from Maine to Texas. Now, these ports do handle a substantial portion of U.S. imports and exports, and their operation is vital to many industries, including agriculture. A port strike could have severe repercussions for the ag sector. Approximately 40% of U.S. containerized ag exports move through those East and Gulf Coast ports. A disruption could slow the export of perishable goods, leading to spoilage and financial losses for farmers and exporters. Additionally, imports of essential ag inputs, such as machinery parts and fertilizers, could face delays, which could affect farm operations and productivity. In anticipation of a potential strike, companies are taking proactive measures. Shipping giant Maersk has advised its customers to retrieve their full containers and return empty ones at U.S. ports by January 15th to mitigate potential disruptions. Now, the ag industry is concerned about the timing of the potential strike. The U.S. Meat Export Federation notes that East and Gulf Coast ports accounted for 44% of U.S. waterborne pork exports and 29% of beef exports in the first half of 2024. A strike could hinder the export of chilled or frozen meat products, which are primarily shipped in containers. Industry groups are urging both parties to reach an agreement to prevent economic disruptions. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimates that over half of waterborne ag import volumes could be affected by a strike, leading to potential economic impacts of over $1.1 billion per week. They emphasize that a prolonged strike could have far-reaching consequences. I'll be back with more after this.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission. $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
While conversations have restarted between workers and management at U.S. ports, neither side is close to an agreement on several tough issues, notably the amount of automation that will be allowed in the ports. With the strike deadline just a week away, here's hoping they can find some common ground soon. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the low teens, and a cloudy day for tomorrow with scattered snow showers and flurries into the evening. A high to the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy in mid-20s for Friday. Into the weekend, mostly cloudy on Saturday. Some flurries and snow showers Saturday night and Sunday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, it's 20.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the
Never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say. Give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away, and my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May I lost this battle, live and fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. About the one that got away,
son, I missed my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. Falling in love as she's walking away.
When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say.
May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling, falling, and falling in love as she's walking away.
Latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel it sway, wanna feel it sway, and put some feel good in my soul.
drank a little drink, smoke a little smoke. I want a little more right and a little less left. A little more right now, a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away, and just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. I set my sails for a new direction, but the wind got in my way. I changed my course, but my definition of change just ain't the same. I'm gonna make pretend I just don't care. I could get up, go get her back, or maybe I'll just let her go. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. Get the blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, find my glass, fill it up, take me back. Kick back, give the blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, strike my match, light it up, memory crash. Oh no, I don't know, baby, might take all night, better maybe break out that old rock and roll. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Y'all drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke, yeah.
Baby, tell me, where'd you ever learn to fight without saying no word? And walks back into my life like it's all gonna be alright. Don't you know how much it hurts when we don't talk, when we don't when it doesn't feel like we're even in love? It matters to me when I don't know what to say, don't know what to do, don't know if it really even matters to you. How can I make you see it matters? Understand the distance between a woman and a man. So tell me how far it is and how you can love like this, 'cause I'm not sure I can. When we don't talk, when we don't touch, when it doesn't feel like it matters to me.
locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I must look just like a fool here in the middle of the road, standing there in your rear view and getting soaked to the bone. This land is flat as it is